Well, we have some interesting panelists today. We have those who have been with us for the first 2 days. How are you today, Hazel?
I'm good. Thank you, Doris.
And did we learn a lot so far?
We sure did. Hopefully we can all live a long, happy life.
And we learned some good words, too. And, of course, we have Lois here. Lois has been a good lesson so far.
Oh, yes, I've enjoyed it. I hope I've added another 10 years to my life already.
Well, just keep positive, you know. And then today we have another panelist who is visiting us from England, and he's very special to me because his last name is Brome, and he's my grandnephew. Welcome, Andre.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. I'm glad to be here.
So you are a Brome, and you live in England now, but you're supposed to be an American, I guess, right?
I'm a bit of a mix.
Yeah, where's your mother from?
My mother's from Romania.
Yeah.
In Eastern Europe, and my father's American, but we grew up in Europe, and I now live in London.
Right. And your aunt over here in Asia, right?
That's right.
That's great.
Well, we're glad that's you could be with. And you came out here when you just got out of high school, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I was actually in high school, I think. I was in my final year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
I
were
spent
an
a
intern,
summer.
Right?
That's right. That's
so
right.
So we have interns from all over. Some of you might want to send your kids over here sometimes.
Good
for
idea.
Internship. Hazel can train them in a little bit. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And well, I noticed right away about Andre is he has a voice for radio.
He does.
He sounds fantastic.
Back here. You have to come back and work with this great aunt over here, right? Well, our lesson, you know, we started on page 38 and 39, and we're going to finish page 39 today, and we're talking about something that's quite different than what people usually think. It has to do with coffee, and coffee could be one of the keys. That's interesting.
Yes, it really is, and my eyes got excited and my ears did about this article because I'm 56. I did not start drinking coffee till I was 50.
Mm.
And my son told me, Mom, if you're going to start drinking coffee, start drinking it black right away. And so I either drink black coffee or a nice cappuccino.
Isn't that interesting? Well, when did you start drinking coffee, Hazel?
I started drinking coffee when I came to Taiwan.
When you came to Taiwan, you didn't drink it in America.
I didn't, but one of the missionaries was a good coffee maker, and it smelled so wonderful, and so I tried it, and it took a few cups before I got used to it, but now I enjoy it almost every day, a cup every day.
Well, I didn't drink coffee until I went to China. And way up in northwest China on, by the Yellow River in Lanzhou. And I came from Seattle, and we always had a cow, and we had milk and fresh milk. And nobody in our family drank coffee or tea. We had milk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, very healthy family, you know. But why did I start drinking coffee in China? You think everybody's going to drink tea. But when we were in China, way, way back in 1948 and 49, we lived by the Yellow River, and the water was really yellow. And you would boil the water to make it clean, but it was still yellow. And it's kind of, you know, and there were some Scandinavian missionaries from Norway and Sweden, and they drank coffee every day. And I think I might as well drink coffee as this dirty water. And so that's when I started drinking coffee, when I was in China. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But coffee and tea are both good drinks. And if we go to England, I drink tea. They say, I have a cup of tea there, you know. People drink a lot of tea in England, don't they?
They do drink a lot of tea.
Do they drink coffee over there, too, or not?
It's become more popular recently.
But, you know, most of the people drink tea. I mean, every time you have a cup of tea when you get up in the morning, every time I'm in England or Scotland.
You know, Doris, I start my day with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I have an English breakfast tea.
That's because you're from Canada, see?
With a little milk in it,
cold milk in it. That's Canadian, right?
And, you know, I think most Canadians actually start their day more with coffee. But for some reason, I thought two men I really admire in life, one of them being C.S. Lewis, started his day with tea. And I thought, maybe I should start my day with tea.
That's because he was from England.
I'll be as smart as C.S. Lewis. It hasn't worked yet.
Okay.
You know, in Taiwan here, I've seen a big change. When I first came, tea was the drink that
everybody drank.
There were tea
houses.
Shops.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Tea shops.
And then gradually coffee shops came.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true in England in a sense, too. Isn't that true?
That's true. It's full of coffee shops now, and that's how a lot of people socialize during their day.
Right. Yeah. used to go to the beer, to the pubs.
Meals.
Yeah, they have pubs, they have good meals. But anyway, we're going to try to find out whether, it doesn't matter if it's coffee or tea, they both have caffeine in them, and there's certain things in it that are probably helpful to people. And we've been talking about a lot of different things about life, and we never think about coffee drinkers as having a longer life. In fact, people used to say, don't drink too much coffee, it isn't good for you, and then all of a sudden, it's changed. Isn't that right?
That's true. Although my grandmother lived a long life, and she drank coffee every day, she had to start her day with coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, we always think of Scandinavian people, that they're drinking coffee, Swedish people. Yeah.
I used to love how my girlfriend's mom, who was from Sweden, I used to just be mesmerized by the way she made coffee, because she didn't make it in a percolator, and everyone in those days made coffee in a percolator. The Canadians all did, but she was from Sweden, and she made it like the drip style.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd boil her kettle first, and she'd have this contraption that she'd have the coffee kind of pot on the bottom and the cone to hold the coffee.
Yeah, people don't do that so much
now.
No.
And I loved her drip coffee when I would try it. I loved watching it anyways.
Well, you know, page 39 says that coffee drinkers live longer and have lower risk of disease. That's what the studies find. And, of course, there's studies on all sides. So let's find out. Let's read this column first. And if you're someplace at home, just read out loud with us. It'll help you remember it and pronounce the words. So let's read the first column.
Coffee drinkers live longer and have lower risk of disease, studies find. Coffee drinkers live longer, according to two large-scale studies. The studies examined the health histories of hundreds of thousands of people who were tracked over many years. They found that coffee drinking reduced the risk of various diseases among people from several ethnicities. And the more coffee consumed, the greater the benefit. Researchers said the latest evidence reinforces a large body of previous reports indicating there's no harm from coffee, and that it might very well benefit people's health. One study, funded by the National Cancer Institute, examined coffee drinking habits among more than 180,000 whites, African Americans, Latinos, Japanese Americans, and Native Hawaiians. They were followed for an average of 16 years.
Thank you, Luke, for reading that for us. And it does say now that coffee drinkers seem to live longer. At least they had two large-scale studies. And you can hear people saying things on both sides of this, but I think it's what they do say. What did they find out, Hazel?
Well, they examined the health histories of hundreds of thousands of people, and they were tracked over many years. And like it said, they found that coffee drinking reduced the risk of various diseases.
Well, some among kind of people of different ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah,
right?
Different ethnicities. And that is also one of our vocabulary focuses. So the root word is ethnicity, from this word ethnicities, and it says of a national or racial group of people.
Like ethnic Chinese or ethnic whatever it is, right? And so it doesn't matter what you are, but it said that if they drank more coffee, that it seemed to do some benefit for them. And a few years ago, they would say, don't drink too much coffee, it isn't good for your heart or something. Now it's changed.
Well, that's according to the study. It says the more coffee consumed, the greater the benefit. But I think, again, balance is a good word. We need to
balance
be
is good
careful.
With everything.
We need to,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
And as I say to people, check with your doctor because of the medication you're on.
Oh, yeah.
It might be fine for people who aren't on any prescription drugs.
But that's true with tea.
Exactly.
Too.
But you need to check and see if it's okay for you to have caffeine or a lot of caffeine.
Well, I'm not on drugs, so it's okay by me. But anyway, what do you, Andre, do you drink coffee every day or not?
I do drink coffee, and I was very excited to read this article because I drink.
Yes,
I love this article. I drink at least one cup of coffee a day.
One?
At least one, if not more.
I drink at least three.
Oh, wow.
I drink one a day.
I don't drink just one at once. Sometimes I'll just have it in a thermos, you know, on my desk, and I'll drink a fourth of a cup, just drink a little bit, and then later on drink. Don't just sit there and just drink it, you know, during the day. That's good. But researchers said that the latest evidence now makes stronger or reinforces this reports that they had before that it's not going to harm you and it might benefit you. People used to say, oh, it'll make you nervous. Some people can't sleep if they drink coffee. I can drink coffee before I go to bed and sleep.
Oh, you're
not
lucky,
me.
Doris. Not me either.
I'm like Doris. Maybe this is a genetic link here. But
maybe it's a Brome thing.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Family yeah. trait. I can also drink coffee late
yeah,
at night.
Yeah, just drink
wow.
it and go to bed.
I can't have tea late at night. I can't have chocolate late at night.
Yeah.
I can't have coffee. Probably.
You have a guilty conscience. We like to joke about that, you know. But anyway, I think that everybody's different on that. But one study that was funded by the National Cancer Institute, what did they say?
Well, let's see. It's examined coffee drinking habits. It was a large-scale mm-hmm. program.
White people, right?
Right, and all different ethnicities.
Ethnicities?
That's a hard
big word
to say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And anyway, they were followed for an average of 16 years, and this paragraph doesn't tell us the results, but we're going to find out as we turn the page.
Right.
And so anyway, they examined lots of people. It was a large-scale study.
Right, it says we
not
had
just white people.
No, it said whites, African Americans, Latinos, Japanese Americans, and Native Hawaiians. So this is, you know, looking at a lot of people groups in the whole world, and they did it for 16 years.
Right, not just 1 year.
No.
Yeah, could you say, well, that was just that 1 year? They did it 16 years.
I know. So, you know, they went over a decade and a half. That's amazing.
So that sounds like this might be worthwhile. And no wonder you like this article, Andre. It's pretty factual here, right?
That's right. Very interesting.
Well, let's turn the page and read the next section now.
The Other, performed by European scientists, examined coffee drinking among more than 520,000 adults from 10 European countries. The American study found those drinking one cup of coffee daily had a 12% lower risk of death from heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, respiratory, and kidney disease. For those drinking three cups a day, the risk reduction rose to 18%. The European study likewise found a lower death risk from various ailments, including digestive, circulatory, and liver disease. The relationship was the same regardless of country, the study found.
Well, when they do these experiments, they try to get a broad group of people and different nationalities, and they did this even by the European scientists. And what did they find out, Hazel?
Well, they found out that drinking one cup or more daily, you had a 12% lower risk of the list of diseases right here.
Okay, now they did this from about 520,000 adults, that's a lot of people, from 10 European countries, so not just England. But did you notice, Andre, that there is some difference, like in England now that more people do drink coffee? You should be always just tea. Have a cup of tea, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely changed. I think in Europe, Southern Europe was famous for drinking coffee, all the Italians and the Spanish. But now also in England, people drink a lot of coffee, so I think it's interesting for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, and in the Western Hemisphere, well, let's say North America, the city you come from, Doris, Seattle, it kind of put coffee on the map for an everyday kind of treat because almost having a coffee, I know this is how I look at coffee because I only drink one a day. So for me, coffee is kind of like an event. And in my house, I never make coffee. So if Michael's not home, I don't have coffee.
Do you have tea?
I have tea. I make tea, but I don't make coffee. So for me,
don't drink too
I
much
have a
juice.
Coffee.
Okay.
I drink coffee out. So for me, coffee's like an event. Mm-hmm. I go to a coffee shop and enjoy my black coffee or my cappuccino.
Well, I know that Well, people drink, you know, for different reasons, but it's good to drink a lot of water. You still have to drink water, no matter what other else you drink. And I like to drink black coffee, because if you put sugar in it, that's not good for you. And so, it's better if you don't put a lot of stuff in the coffee. Do you drink yours black or not?
I usually drink mine black as well. I don't like sugar in my coffee for some reason.
And sugar is not good for you, so don't, whether it's tea or coffee, don't put sugar in it.
No sugar in my drinks.
Okay. But, you know, you have less death from heart disease, cancer, stroke, all these, and diabetes even. If you put sugar in it, that's to do that. Or respiratory and kidney diseases.
Right. Now, respiratory, it tells us in the specialized terms, is relating to the breathing process.
Like your lungs and that kind of stuff, yeah.
And I don't know if anyone else at our panel here finds this, but if I'm having breathing problems, if I have a cup of coffee, it helps. And a doctor told me that, and it really does, because I have slight asthma.
Oh, I see.
And if I'm having trouble, if I get that black cup of coffee in me, it's like, wow, I feel better. I don't have the respiratory symptoms I had.
Well, I just drink coffee because it's something hot to drink, you know.
Yeah. So I just had to wonder what these people do die from.
Well, I don't know.
That's a pretty long list of lower risk, isn't
it? Well, they said, 18% if you drink 3 cups a day. So if you say, well, I wonder if 2 cups is too much. Hey, drink 3. It won't hurt you.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty good, see?
Yeah.
But the European study found that a lower death risk from other kinds of ailments, like digestive and circulatory, having to do with your blood and so forth, liver disease. So they found that there was some relationship with the coffee drinkers not having so many of those diseases. So that's kind of good news. Didn't you think so, Andre?
Yeah, I did.
You were happy to read that?
I was very happy to read that, and especially since the relationship was the same regardless of country. So it doesn't matter where you are. It's the benefit will be there.
However, I find that there's so many kinds of coffee, and I don't like coffee that's too strong. And like you get Indonesian coffee and some of that, oh my goodness, and Brazilian coffee, oh, that's very strong. You just drink a little half a cup of that. Have you ever had Brazilian coffee?
Not yet.
Very strong.
Actually, even black coffee's stronger than I like. I usually have a latte, mix some milk in.
Well, Swedish and Norwegian coffee is always kind of light, and even the color is lighter.
Really?
Uh-huh. You get this, Brazilian coffee is really black coffee.
Yeah,
is black,
right.
You know, so it depends on how much water is in it, and the coffee beans.
Uh-huh.
And the coffee beans are different in different places. And that's why, of course, companies like Starbucks, they started to make all these different kinds of coffee and coffee beans, and other people copied them all over the world, too, now. But the coffee beans are different, and now they're growing them, like in Taiwan and places where they didn't used to before. Before, you couldn't buy. There was only one coffee shop in Taipei when I came here. It was called Art Coffee Shop. And it was very expensive. It cost about 500 NT or something. It was very expensive. And now everybody's drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite different. So let's read on and find out a little bit more about this study that they did, these two publications. What did they find out? Let's read the rest of the article.
These two publications extend the findings of previous studies, indicating the apparent benefits of coffee drinking, said Peter Adams, professor at Sanford Burnham Prebys Medical Discovery Institute. While the data across these and previous investigations seems consistent and compelling, to be really convincing, it is important to figure out how it works. Coffee is a complex concoction, and caffeine itself does not seem to be responsible. Coffee does contain many other candidate molecules, for example, antioxidants. However, recent studies have challenged the view that antioxidants are always beneficial. Oxidants may not cause aging as previously thought, and antioxidants can even help cancer cells to survive, he said.
Thank you, Luke. Luke does a good job in reading our lessons for us, doesn't he?
He certainly does.
Well, anyway, they're talking about these two publications, so they extend or develop more the findings of these other studies, and they talk about the apparent, which means seems like that's of benefits of coffee drinking. This is what Peter Adams said. He's from this university, Discovery University.
Right. So what he's saying is there have been many studies done before that people seem to think that coffee is a benefit. And these two publications, more research, extend those findings. So it looks they're even more convinced that it's true. Coffee is good for you.
Well, it seems like it, you know, that they were consistent and compelling. There's two good words. What does consistent and compelling actually mean?
Well, consistent means it happens all the time. Like, so it's, you have a study that's consistent. If they do, for instance, on one person, the results turn out the same.
Okay.
Right?
And compelling? What is that?
Compelling means there's a lot of information that would want make you believe a certain thing. So it's compelling. You seem to be drawn toward that.
Attracting, right? And then they got convincing. What does that mean?
Same, a lot of proof.
Convincing means that there's a lot of proof behind what you believe.
Look at that, it's three C's. Consistent, compelling, and convincing. Boy, that'd make a real talk about that one, huh? The three C's, right?
The three C's.
So there are some things that really seem to make it this seem like it's the truth. So you have to figure out, okay, they said it's the truth, but how does this actually work? How does it work? That's important, isn't it?
It says it's important to figure that out. Right. And then there's a quote here. It says, coffee is a complex concoction. And a concoction means something that's usually a mixture made up of more than one thing, more than one ingredient.
I never thought about coffee as being a concoction because I think about it just being coffee beans. But it said, how can it be a concoction?
Well, I was thinking that it might be a concoction depending on where you go for your coffee. So maybe they're using a variety of beans, or maybe you're adding syrups like at Starbucks to your coffee. Maybe you're adding hot milk or cold milk. So you can have a concoction. Oftentimes we think of a concoction for other drinks. Or I always think when I make my chili, it's a concoction because I put
a lot of things mixed together.
There's so many things in my chili that it's like it truly is a concoction.
Taiwanese food is a concoction of all kinds of seafood and, you know, with everything put together, right? Concoction, all mixed together. But it doesn't seem to be like it. It does contain other things, though, and they call this candidate molecules, for example, antioxidants. Are those good or not?
Well, for example, we often think, oh, they did research on coffee. It's the caffeine.
Yeah.
But the concoction means it's not only caffeine, but there's other things. So maybe it could be that antioxidants in the coffee are helpful.
You know, this word antioxidants keeps coming up in everything you read. You're supposed to have it or not too many. Have you read stuff about antioxidants a lot?
I have also read a lot of articles about it saying that it's good for you, and I've read lists of things that contain or are supposed to contain a lot of them, like berries, supposed to be a good source of antioxidants.
Supposed to be good for us, aren't they, mostly?
That's right. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I know that one beverage that's really being pushed because of antioxidants right now, in fact, there was a special on TV about it on the weekend, and it was pomegranate juice. And there's supposed to be so many antioxidants in pomegranates. A lot of people
don't,
like
don't talk
juice.
About that now because people are supposed to do coffee. Don't, get off, don't give them an ad for pomegranates.
Well, not only that, when you read the rest of it, maybe antioxidants are not as beneficial as we thought.
Well, that's true because recent studies have challenged that. And they said they're not always beneficial. That's the first time I read that.
Yeah, me too. So I'm kind of surprised by this last sentence.
Why? What does it say about
them? Oxidants may not cause aging as previously thought. So maybe the oxidants are not as bad. And it says that antioxidants can even help cancer cells to survive.
And you don't want to do that.
That's
not a good thing. So this is an interesting addition to this article that maybe some of the research done in the past is not completely true.
Well, there is a word of caution. It's kind of like a sidebar here. Would you read the sidebar before we close today?
Sure. Word of caution. Some people are metabolically fast at breaking down caffeine. Others metabolize it more slowly. This has health consequences. one of the few studies that showed some harm in coffee found that slow metabolizers who drank four or more cups of regular coffee a day experienced a 36% greater risk of non-fatal heart attacks. However, fast metabolizers who drank that much coffee had a lower risk of heart attacks. The presumptive explanation is that the non-caffeine components of coffee exert beneficial effects, and fast metabolizers clear caffeine quickly enough to avoid harm from an excessive dose.
Now, there's a lot of big words in there, but what we really talk about metabolism and metabolize, and what is it actually is metabolizing food? Does you know? I looked it up here.
Broken down in your body?
Yeah, it says it changes the food into a form that can be used as energy. So if you drink coffee and that gives you energy, then you are metabolizing it. Mm-hmm. And I think we're probably fast metabolizer in the Brome family. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Because we can drink it and go right to sleep, you know.
That's right. That's right. But I was interested to read this because it shows that we're all different.
Right.
And you need to do what's good for you.
Right. So some people could just drink a little bit of coffee, and some people can drink more because some people's body does not change it into the energy. It just kind of sits there or something, right?
Right. For me, I think a strong cup of tea might keep me awake more than coffee.
That's true.
Yeah,
we're all different.
We're all different. I know my grandmother used to make a teapot of tea and put 5 bags in it.
Oh, no.
And it would be like...
That's too strong.
It looked way stronger than the strongest coffee I ever saw. Right. And I used to think, Grandma, aren't you like... Don't you never get sleep?
Well, maybe she was a good metabolizer.
Maybe she was.
Well, our time is up for today, but we've had some interesting discussions. And thank you for joining us here, Andre. And you're going back to London, right?
Going back tomorrow. It's been such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have to come back again and be on the programs. And when you get there to London, say hello to any people that listen to Studio Classroom in advance, okay? And the rest of you, remember, whatever you do, have a purpose in life and have a goal and be al fang shi. Don't give up and keep on. And we'll see you next time for a new lesson. So thanks for being with us today. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
goodbye
everyone.